Begin with a reading from the Tanisho. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. The Nembutsu for its practicers is not a practice or a good act. Since it is not performed out of one's own designs, it is not a practice. Since it is not good done through one's own calculation, it is not a good act. Because it arises wholly from other power and is free of self-power, for the practicer, it is not a practice or a good act. 念仏は行者のために非行非善なり、我が計らいにて行ずるにあらずあらざば、非行という我が計らいにて作る善にもあらざらば、非善という人へに他力にして自力を離れたるゆえに、行者のためには非行非善なりとうんぬんと。
ナマンバルツナマンバルツ
ナマンナマンバルツナマンバルツ。Thank you all for joining us this morning. We are now approaching Obon season. Our dance practices start tomorrow evening. So it's hard to believe it's already coming. I did my first Obon dancing of the year last Saturday in Fraser Valley, British Columbia. This is my second time dancing at Fraser Valley. The first time we danced next to the blueberry fields. The temple is out in the country, and they have an unpaved parking lot. They have a grass field, and so they moved all the cars, and we danced in the field next to the blueberry fields. And then this year, as they were setting up, they said, it's more trouble to move the cars than it is to move the chairs. So they just cleared out the hondo, and we danced in the hondo. But it brought back a lot of memories because I didn't know any of the dances. That's not right. I knew one of the dances. I knew tankobushi. But the other ones were all totally new to me, and it brought back memories of when I first started doing bon odori many years ago, almost 10 years ago in Oxnard. This will actually be my 10th year of doing bon odori, if I can believe it. And I remember my parents were out visiting during that time. Oxnard does the Obon in July, and so it was kind of late June. We were starting the practices, and I remember my parents were visiting, and I said, it's time for me to go. I put on my samoe. I said, I've got to go do the Obon Odori practice. I'll be back after the dancing is done. And my dad sort of adjusted his hearing aids, and he said, what? Did you just say you're going to go dance? And I said, yeah, I am. He said, I got to see this. And he grabbed his camera, and he followed me out to the parking lot, and he was taking pictures the whole time. I always cringe whenever I see someone pointing a camera at this. This happened to me last Saturday, too, in Fraser Valley, because I've seen many beautiful pictures of bon odori on the internet, on sites like Facebook and Instagram. And when I see these pictures, if I'm ever in the picture, usually there's like a line of people doing one of these beautiful kind of full moon shapes, and I'm doing like the safe here, right? And that move isn't even in that dance, right? And so suffice it to say that I'm not a dancer. As I was last Saturday in Fraser Valley, and I was dancing, and I was, messing up and misstepping and, stepping all over my own feet and other people's feet, they were so patient and kind. And it's not just because they're Canadian. It's because they're Buddhist, right? And they understand that bon odori, it's not a show, right? It's not a performance. And as we were doing this, and I was kind of, really struggling, one of the younger instructors, who was beautifully dressed in her yukata, she came next to me, and she's walking me through all the steps and telling me, exactly what to do, dig, dig, throw it over the shoulder, you know, push it down the hall, and, you know, and then, you know, the step-by-step walking me through and telling it in my ear. So I didn't have to look at her. I could listen and sort of try to watch the people around me. But as I did this, gradually, my nervousness, my embarrassment melted away, my pride as a minister all melts away, and you know, you forget the ego and you just become one with this feeling of dancing and being in harmony with others. The first time I did this back in Oxnard, I had this experience, this kind of insight that this is American Buddhism. This is something that Buddhism has brought to America in a way in which Buddhism really thrives. You know, you go any place there's a Buddhist temple, from the Bay Area, Southern California, Hawaii, British Columbia, Minneapolis, they do Bon Odori, right? It's like our Christmas or something like that. Christmas in July, Christmas in August. But it's the way that we bring this Buddhist practice into our lives. During my time down in Southern District, I was the supervising minister for the Buddhist Church of Santa Barbara. And while I was there, the members said, you know, we haven't done Bon Odori for so long. And people always ask us, when is your Obon? When is your Obon? People from the local community, my neighbors, my friends, my high school classmates, they're always asking me, when do you guys do that dance festival? And we always say, oh, we stopped doing it in the 1980s. And depending on who you talk to, it was either like 82 or 83. And it was always the last time that they did it was the last one. That I said, I was at the last one. It's 1982. I was at the last one in the 1983. But we thought, okay, you know, after over 30 years, you know, let's think about maybe we'll bring this back. And, you know, initially our idea was I like to think of it as boombox on the back of a pickup truck. You know, just in the parking lot, smaller parking lot even than we have here, you know, little parking lot, very simple, very low key, just, you know, get a stereo, play the music, dance around in a circle, and then, you know, have some potluck dinner, which is what we did at Fraser Valley last week. And so that's kind of what I had envisioned. It turns out that people in Santa Barbara really love a dance party. And as word started spreading, people came out of the woodwork to participate in this, and people said, oh, we gotta have games for the kids. And it says, okay, you organize that, you know. Oh, we gotta have, you know, we gotta have food booths. I said, okay, you organize that. We wound up getting a food truck, which was an interesting solution. But on the day of the dance, you know, there were busloads of people coming up from Southern California, from the other temples, from the Japanese Christian churches in Los Angeles. They all wanted to be there, you know, the time that the Santa Barbara Obon came back. And it was reminded me that this really, people recognize this is something special and this is something important. And so people came in droves. The Rafu Shimpo, which is the local Japanese newspaper down in Los Angeles, at one point counted like 350 people. Now, this, again, the parking lot's about half the size of our parking lot here. So it was crowded. And there was this beautiful moment when the dancing started, because the teachers, as they do, the instructors come out in their beautiful yukata and they form a little circle in the middle, right? And everybody watches them and follows along. And so they come out and everybody recognizes, okay, it's time for the dancing to begin. And so they form this little circle in the center. We had, I think, one taiko drum in the middle, kind of to maybe one or two drums. And so they kind of get in the center. And there was this beautiful mix of people, from the people who had come fully dressed in their yukatas and their happy coats, you know, representing their temples, representing their community, had come to dance. Because it's a thing in the Southern District. They all do the same dances at all the temples. They decide these are going to be the dances. And people sort of, they do the circuit. And they take pride in, you know, trying to go to every single one. And so there are all these people who are out there ready to dance. And then there were the local Santa Barbara people who just, again, just love a party. And they showed up. And so, and they were all, you know, and so as the teachers lined up, people thought, oh, we want to be able to see the show, right? And so they crowded around, and there was this really dense ring of people. And then once the music started, there was this beautiful moment, because the people who had come to dance, knowing they were going to dance that day, they were ready to go. And so they started, you know, they started the dance. They heard the first beat of the song, like, okay, we know this one. And they start dancing and going around in the circle, and, you know, these concentric rings start to flow. But the other half of the people who had just shown up to watch the dance all of a sudden realized that they were in the middle of the dance, right? And so there were two responses that people had. One was what I would call deer in headlights. They were absolutely terrified. They were like, what is happening? And those people rushed as quickly as they could to get to the outside of the ring where they could safely be a spectator, right? So they're kind of hurrying back. But then there were other people who kind of paused for a minute and were stunned and dazed as well. But then they watched the dancing around them, and they recognized that these dances are not that complicated. Even if somebody like me can do it, then anybody can do these dances. They're, you know, very simple, repetitive movements, nothing acrobatic. And they sort of, oh, okay, it's like this, it's like that. And they got into the dances, and those were the people with the biggest smiles that day, because they didn't expect to dance, but they found themselves dancing, right? So if the purpose of Buddhist practice is to let go of me and mine, to let go of the ego, what better practice for this than bon odori, right? No matter how many years you've been doing it, even if you're a fresh newcomer, it's a way to forget the self, to forget our pride, and to forget our embarrassment, forget our self-consciousness. And, you know, this is, to me, is an expression of the Buddhist way of living. You know, Shinran says that the Nembutsu is not a practice or a good act because it's not performed out of one's own designs. You know, the Nembutsu is the heart that recognizes that I'm not in control of every single moment of my life, that there are causes and conditions working outside of my control. And they work in many different ways. Sometimes we show up thinking we're going to watch. We wind up in the middle of the dance, right? And it could be coming here tomorrow night to dance, or it could be the birth of a child in your new, you know, a new child in the family. It could be losing a job. It could be changing a job. It could be starting a new relationship. Life brings us the dance sometimes. We think, I'm just going to be a spectator, but then we find we're in the middle of it. Right? The loss of a loved one, right? We have to suddenly deal with things that we didn't expect to have to deal with. And how do we do that? Right? Do we try to sneak off and run off to the edge of the sidelines? If we do, then life becomes very difficult. But if we can take this lesson from Bon Odori, hear the music, watch the people around us, recognize that we can move in harmony, we can go with the flow, and then we find that life can be joyful and spontaneous and responsive and a really good time, right? And this is the life of the Nembutsu, this teaching we receive from the Buddha that guides us to the realization of peace and bliss. This Nembutsu teaching we receive from Shinran Shonin and passed down through the larger sutra in our wise tradition. So I hope to see all of you out tomorrow night. If you can't come tomorrow night, come on Thursday. But please come out and dance and join this really beautiful Buddhist practice that we have here, and our opportunity to share the joy of the Nembutsu together and to share it with our larger community. So we'll conclude at this time. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. The Nembutsu, for its practicers, is not a practice or a good act. Since it is not performed out of one's own designs, it is not a practice. Since it is not good done through one's own calculation, it is not a good act. Because it arises wholly from other power and is free of self-power, for the practicer, it is not a practice or a good act.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.